Someone had taken a knife and written two letters in the surface of the jam. J and S. J.S., Quigley said. Jacques Snicket. The message can't be for Jacques Snicket, Violet said. He's dead. Maybe whoever wrote this message doesn't know that, Klaus said, and continued to read from the commonplace book. If necessary, the dialogue uses a cured, fruit-based calendar for days of the week in order to announce a gathering. Sunday is represented by a lone... Here it's cut off again, but I think that means that these olives are an encoded way of communicating which day of the week a gathering will take place, with Sunday being one olive, Monday being two, and so on. How many olives are in that container? Quigley asked. Five, Klaus said, wrinkling his nose. I didn't like counting them. Ever since the squalors fixed us aqueous martinis, the taste of olives hasn't really appealed to me. Five olives means Thursday, Violet said. Today's Friday, Quigley said. The gathering of the volunteers is less than a week away. The two Baudelaires nodded in agreement, and Klaus opened his notebook again. Any spice-based condiment, he read, should have a coded label referring volunteers to encoded poems. I don't think I understand, Quigley said. Klaus sighed and reached for the jar of mustard. This is where it really gets complicated. Mustard is a spice-based condiment, and according to the code, it should refer us to a poem of some sort. How can mustard refer us to a poem? Violet asked. Klaus smiled. I was puzzled for a long time, he said. But I finally thought to look at the list of ingredients. Listen to this. Vinegar, mustard seed, salt, turmeric, the final quatrain of the 11th stanza of The Garden of Proserpine by Algernon Charles Swinburne, and calcium disodium, an allegedly natural preservative. A quatrain is four lines of a poem, and a stanza is another word for a verse. They hid a reference to a poem in the list of ingredients. It's the perfect place to hide something, Violet said. No one ever reads those lists very carefully. But did you find the poem? Klaus frowned and lifted the teacup. Under a burnt wooden sign marked poetry, I found a pile of papers that were burned practically beyond recognition, he said. But here's the one surviving scrap. And it's the last quatrain of the 11th stanza of The Garden of Proserpine by Algernon Charles Swinburne. That's convenient, Quigley said. A little too convenient, Klaus said. The entire library was destroyed, and the one poem that survived is the one we need. It can't be a coincidence. He held out the scrap of paper so Violet and Quigley could see it. It's as if someone knew we'd be looking for this. What does the quatrain say? Violet asked. It's not very cheerful, Klaus said, and tilted the flashlight so he could read it. That no life lives forever, that dead men rise up never, that even the weariest river winds somewhere safe to see. The children shivered and moved so they were sitting even closer together on the ground. It had grown darker, and Klaus's flashlight was practically the only thing they could see. If you have ever found yourself sitting in darkness with a flashlight, you may have experienced the feeling that something is lurking just beyond the circle of light that a flashlight makes, and reading a poem about dead men is not a good way to make yourself feel better.